And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, Am I in God's stead, who hath withheld from thee the fruit of the womb? And when Jacob saw them, he said, This is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And God's anger was kindled because he went. And the angel of the Lord stood in the way for an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his ass, and his two servants were with him. He shall not respect persons in judgment, but he shall hear the small as well as the great. He shall not be afraid of the face of man, for the judgment is God's. And the cause that is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. And he said, Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. They clave to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the servant of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of the Lord our God, and his judgments and his statutes. Behold, I am according to thy wish in God's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. Thinkest thou this to be right, that thou sayest, My righteousness is more than God's? Suffer me a little, and I will show thee that I have yet to speak on God's behalf.
I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor, they say unto him, Caesar's. Then saith he unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's.
And Jesus answering said unto them, Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. And they marveled at him. And he said unto them, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or parents, or brethren, or wife, or children, for the kingdom of God's sake. And he said unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which be Caesar's, and unto God the things which be God's. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. And they that stood by said, Revilest thou God's high priest? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. But for this cause pay ye tribute also. For they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. For we are laborers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. And ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being in samples to the flock,